see two of them.
Yeah, right.
And they went, and went back to Anguilla. Well, they break away because at the time Batty was in power. He had nothing to do with the administration down there. And when Simmons getting into power, say, when he was 81, he went and he signed for Anguilla to go. Now hear what he do. He just signed. He didn't make no stipulation or agreement. Hey, people who were born at the time when the British had it still have rights with them. He just signed for them to go. So today, I go to Anguilla. I could get deported. I have to get a work permit. For an Anguillan who born the same year with me could come here and start to work and get...
Is that right?
Right away.
The Anguillans can come in here, but they, but you can't go to Anguilla.
You, you understand? Yeah. It's my leader fault.
Yeah.
He signed away my sovereign rights. He ain't satisfied with that. Look who, what he go and do now.
Who did that?
Simmons.
Simmons, okay.
He know, when he was in power, showing off, said they organizing the OECS, the Organization of Eastern Caribbean State, they signed the Treaty of Bastia. And the Treaty of Bastia had in the same free movement thing.
Yeah.
And
what year was that?
They just celebrate 30 years of it, no sir?
Yeah, no, that was 82
then. Okay.
82, 83.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. What's Anguilla like? What's the culture like there?
The culture is similar to ours. The island is, I must say, it's a tourist paradise because it have, it's 35 square miles, but it have 21 beaches.
Oh, white sand.
White sand beaches.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not big.
Yeah, yeah.
About from the biggest one, maybe about from here to down to the church. Right, but they're nice, small little beaches and white sandy beach.
I see. What about the people, the socioeconomics of there?
They're well off because when I say they're well off, a Kittishan leaves school here. He wants a car and a job.
Yeah.
An Anguillan leaves school, he wanted a boat and a house.
All right, that's the difference, huh?
That's the difference in the culture.
The reason I ask is my personal observation, but it struck me that Nevis was different from St. Kitts in that there were a lot more poor people and more rich people, but not many, but less middle class. Is that correct or incorrect? Is that just a wrong observation?
I wouldn't say it's a wrong observation, but you must look at it this way. Nevis just started to develop. Mm-hmm. So the people who you see feel they might be poor, they are not.
Oh,
they have land.
I see.
It's something between Anguillans and Nevisians.
Mm-hmm.
When a Nevisian wants a piece of land, he goes to his grandfather, his grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
When an Anguillan wants a piece of land, likewise, he goes to his grandfather, his grandmother. When a Kittishan wants a piece of land, he goes going to the politician and tell him, my neighbor saying this and his neighbor.
Oh,
saying
I see. Because the state owns it all.
You understand? Yeah. So it's different.
They have a different government on Nevis? I mean, does Nevis have...
Yeah, Nevis have their own municipal. They call it municipal government.
So Bradshaw had nothing to do with Nevis?
Well, yes, he did. It's from since Pam getting in.
Yeah.
They agreed to give Nevis the municipal government.
What's the other pronunciation of Nevis?
Nevis?
Nevis. Yeah. And when I was over there, I said, "Who says Nevis?" And he says, "People who don't like us say Nevis, like Bradshaw."
Bradshaw calls it Nevis. But Nevis.
Yeah, right.
Nevis.
Why not? That sounds
as simple as you take it. You listen to his speech.
Yeah,
a lot of guys who went to college don't phrase and pronounce the word like he did.
I got you. Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. It's really a shame. That,
he called it the way, but look, they call us sink it. And I'm saying, a monstration born in Monstrat. A Nevisian born in Nevis. How the hell you're born in sink it and be a Kittishan? I don't get the equation. It don't work. You're born in sink it, you are a sinker.